All right, you're listening to WHFR Dearborn. This is live from Studio J, and it is just a few seconds before 5 o'clock. You know what that means. It's time for some live rock. All right, in the studio today we have Pandemonium Detroit.
Woo!
Hey.
Yeah, thank you for coming out. I really appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I noticed you're a little short-handed here, but you made it anyway.
Yeah, our bass player was killed by stormtroopers, and our lead guitarist was abducted by aliens.
Oh, wow.
Pretty much.
You know it's going to be one of those weeks when that happens.
Yeah. Just a day.
Hopefully it gets better then.
Yeah.
All right, you ready to give us some good rock?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, for sure.
All right, let's do it.
I left the job and lost the park. I need to play some good for fun. You know, the beginning of the infinity. What the time the rest of me? I'm the homo cop. I'm the homo cop. Come on, dream, I lost it all. Now take a shower, that's the mall. I used to work at overhaul, but now I have no cash at all. I'm on the street, I need the change. I'm in a box, I need the change. They're gonna call me good, good luck. And now I'm trying to get through all. I'm the homo cop. I'm the homo cop.
Hobo Cop, huh?
Yeah. That was like one of our first original songs we ever wrote, I think.
Wow.
Yep.
How long ago was that?
We've been a band since 2013, the fall of 2013.
We probably wrote like 3 to 3.5 years ago.
Yeah, so something like 2014, 2015 era.
4 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not that long ago.
Yeah, not too long.
Now, when you get older, trust me, 4 years is like 4 minutes. So
yeah.
So is that how long you've been a band, or much longer? Or?
Yeah, since 2013. But before that, we did a little something because Brett started playing drums at a store called Blues Airmen, and he had a friend. He used to go to Berger. In Garden City, and that's where he met our friend who originally played bass with us. And it was just him and Josh was his name. And shout out to Josh if he's listening. And it was just them two, and then...
Both of us used to go to high school as well, so...
Oh, yeah, that too. And I started to learn guitar at the same music store, so we all got good enough to, like, start a band together, and then it was just the three of us. And then we met Ryan, who is our lead guitar player now, but he was also in on it, and he also went to school with Brett and Josh. And, yeah, from there... We played our very first show at the Token Lounge, and our very second show was actually a benefit show that Brett put on for The kids at Berger.
Oh yeah, Rock for Autism.
Yeah, I actually have one of the picks I'm using right now from that event. It was October 19th, 2013. So that was like our.
You managed to hold on to a guitar pick for that long?
Well, there's a bunch of them. My mom's got them in her purse. If you want one.
All right, that'd be cool. It's like you're lucky if the average guitarist is able to save a pick for 5 minutes, let alone 5 years.
Oh yeah, yeah, I'm losing them all the time.
Yeah. All right, so you've been doing it for quite a while, and you two are brothers?
Yeah.
Okay. So how does that work? You know, you two must get along. You must not have a lot of sibling rivalry, I take it.
Not really. I don't know. We always grew up doing the same thing. We were always into the same stuff, and music is kind of where it's at now for us.
That's rare, definitely. Yeah. Well, that's cool. All right, let's do another one then.
All right, yeah. Yeah, this one's called Ice Cream Me. We'll be right back.
right. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, Ice Creamy.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a good song, but it doesn't sound good right now. It's just way too cold out.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe a hot chocolate might do a lot better.
Yeah.
What's next? Hot chocolate me?
Yeah, hot chocolate me. Then we're going to do green tea me, and then we're going to do soy latte me.
Ah, okay. Yeah, but ice cream is the one, though. It's been the subject of many songs and other stuff. It's a double entendre, they call it.
Yeah, of course.
Where it can have more than one meaning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's kind of ironic, funny in an ironic way, how something so innocent, you think of, you know, being a little child and ice cream.
Yeah.
And then you can make it more adult if you'd like.
Yeah, you can make anything dirty.
This is true. This is true. I did that. I used to win bets in school. My buddies used to tell my other friends they had. I said, Scott can make anything sound dirty. Just give him something to read. And I would just read it just the way I would word it, the inflection of my voice, the look in my eyes.
Yeah.
I could make anything sound like that.
Lollipops.
Yeah.
That's exactly how it would go.
Something like that.
Yeah.
All right, well, we're just getting started here. Why don't you formally introduce yourselves for our listening audience, what your name is and what you do. And
My name is Luke. I'm the rhythm guitar player, and right now the vocals. Me and the lead guitar player, Ryan, often switch off on vocals, and he sings. He's the one who actually sings Ice Cream Me, and he sings a few of the other ones.
I'm Brett. I'm the drummer, and I also write the songs, too, sometimes.
Yeah, we all contribute to the songwriting. And then our bass player's name is Katrina.
Katrina?
Yeah, she couldn't come. The real reason why she couldn't come was because she got sick last night. I think we all went to McDonald's, and she got food poisoning, so it didn't end well for her. So.
Yeah, you're always asking for it. I try to stay away from all places like that late at night.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what it is. Daytime, okay, but late at night, I don't know. Yeah, just
nothing good ever happens after 12 a.m.
Especially if you get them angry at you.
Oh, yeah.
I've had to, stop a couple of my friends. Don't do that. Don't do that. You don't want to get the person at the drive-thru mad at you because you just never know what they're going to do with your food.
Yeah.
Right.
We got a song about that too.
Oh, okay. So any shows coming up at all? Or
we actually have one at none other than St. Andrew's Hall in Detroit on January 6th.
Okay.
Yeah, there are going to be a bunch of bands playing.
That's a big one, isn't it?
Yeah. It's one of my favorite places to play it. It's really out of the way, because you'll go to the Ritz or something, or the Token. We, at least for us, we play there all the time. But every once in a while, we'll get something at St. Andrews or the Shelter, and that's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'm pretty excited for that.
Ah, legendary place. There's a lot of people that have played there on their way up. You know, bands like Nirvana and Pearl Jam and
right.
Soundgarden and all them. They all played there before they got bigger.
Oh yeah.
So.
Red Hot Chili Peppers started there too, I think.
Oh yeah. You name a band pretty much in the last 30 years, and they played there. On their way up. I was lucky enough to see some of those bands, not all of them, but when you check out bands for $7 instead of 70, it's nice.
Definitely, yeah. I used to work out at a gym on Telegraph, and I'm a big Joy Division fan, so I was wearing my Joy Division shirt, and some guy stopped me and he's like, the great band, I don't know how somebody as young as you could know about that. And he was we started talking about music and stuff, and he told me about how Joy Division was supposed to come through St. Andrews back when they released Closer, and they were supposed to promote that, but it was right before Ian Curtis died, so a bunch of people bought tickets and they were able to get a refund, but almost nobody returned the tickets because they wanted to keep it.
Oh yeah, as a memento. That is cool. Yeah, unfortunately, it was literally almost the night before the tour is supposed to begin, he offed himself.
Yeah.
So that's really sad, yeah.
Definitely.
But definitely a good band, I agree.
Yeah,
definitely.
For
sure. All right. Why don't we get into another one?
All right. Yeah, we'll do some Ramon songs. We'll do two of them back to back. Is that all right?
That's fine. Yep.
All right. Let's start that one again. Yeah. All right. I'll count us off. That's how they do it anyway. 1, 2, 3, 4. Let's go! Floating through my, floating through.
Gabba Gabba Hey. All right. Yeah, I got to see those guys before they all started dropping like flies.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the very early 90s.
Oh, that must have been good.
That was a great show. They had you ever been to the Fillmore?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They actually had like an upstairs that had like a small theater type setting.
Oh, wow.
I counted the chairs. I think they could only get like maybe 170 people in there.
Oh, wow.
And it was the Ramones and Social Distortion.
Oh, that must have been a good one.
Yeah. So I was glad I got to see them because it wasn't too long after that. Like I said, every couple years, one of them would, die or something,
Yeah.
Not necessarily of their own accord, but, stuff happens,
Yeah.
But
it's life.
Yeah. And death.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was kind of cool. I counted it. It was like 24 songs in 70 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. That's one of the things I love about the Ramones is just, like, I don't know if it's, like, just punk in general, if it was just the Ramones, but it's just, like, the way all those songs just kind of, like, were, like, really, like, compact and, like, really energetic, it just, like, it appeals to me, like, a whole lot, because I was really turned on to the Ramones when Ryan actually wanted to play the Blitzkrieg Bop as a cover.
Uh-huh.
And he just wanted to do it for fun, but it's just, like, the simplicity of it is, like, what makes it beautiful.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And, like, from then on, like, I just wanted to play this one, like, every show we could get, And then, we did the Just Want to Have Something to Do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another one I like.
Too.
Yeah, well, that was definitely, like, a revolution that was happening at the time the Ramones came out, the New York Dolls, the Clash, and some of the other ones.
Yeah.
Because things had gotten blown out of proportion, is what I'm trying to say. I'd like a lot of the bands from back then, but it was just getting just way too ridiculous where all the songs had to be longer than, 10 or 12 minutes.
Right.
Sometimes album sides. And I'm not saying there's no good songs out there like that. There is.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
Oh, totally.
But it got to the point where that's all there was.
Oh.
Right.
You couldn't just sit down and make, like you said, a simple tune that would just kick you in the you-know-whats for like two minutes and some odd seconds and then leave you wanting more,
Right,
yeah.
As opposed to like, even the best of us after a while, you're like, your mind wanders off. It's like, what was I listening to again?
Yeah, right.
So, but
yeah. I remember I watched an interview with Jello Biafra from the Dead Kennedys, and he was talking about like what punk was about, and it was that's what he described is like by the time like right before like punk rolled around, like there were no like rock songs that actually rocked, and that's kind of what punk was meant to do is go back to like that three chord,
bring it back,
yeah.
Which is kind of like what grunge did, too.
Oh, yeah.
Same thing, because those bands in the late 80s, those hair bands, that wasn't rock either after a while.
Yeah.
It was just love ballads. It's just like, I can listen to this on WNIC,
Yeah.
The kind of songs you listen to when you're trying to, score with a girl, in a glass of wine or something, but not to get up and, rock and roll.
Yeah, for sure.
So we've heard a couple, but what are your influences, both of you, as far as music? What do you like the most?
Aside from, a bunch of punk stuff, we love, classic 80s metal, and we could speak for Ryan, too. That's, his whole thing, just, anything metal.
Pretty much.
Especially bands like Saxon and Judas Priest and Iron Maiden and all them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, we're traditionally kind of like a metal band, so like we've got other songs that are like heavier and more like Metallica-ish,
Right.
I think Metallica ended up being like a huge influence on us, but I mean like
yeah.
Aside from that, it's just like a lot of the punk bands and metal bands, but Nirvana particular for me. Nirvana was like a huge influence on me because it was like the first song that I could like play on bass and in a band like. That was the first song we, Smells Like Teen Spirit was like the first song we ever played as a band because it was the first one I actually learned like all the way through.
Yeah.
And it was back when it was just me, Brett, and Josh, before Pandemonium when we were just jamming.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Nirvana especially for me. What about you, Brett?
Influence like for me, like as a musician, I guess I could probably Like, I started, like Metallica was probably my first favorite, like, metal band, like, when I was younger. They have some good stuff. Like, some of the new stuff, they got better, but when it was, like, when Load came out, and, like, that's when, like, they kind of started changing their image and became more modern rock instead of, like, thrash and stuff like that. That's just my opinion. But Ramones, Judas Priest are kind of like our influences, like what he said, like Metallica. For me as a person, like, I mean, like, as an influence, I guess I would say Scott Travis from Judas Priest, Gene Hoagland from Deathclock, and Strapping Young Lad, Deathclock. Death, the first ever death metal band, because I also like extreme metal too as a person, but I also will listen to some of like punk rock and like heavy metal stuff that we play too, but like personally me, I also will listen to jazz, probably like blues and like funk too, like Earth, Wind and Fire sometimes, and metalcore, like, I don't know, like, Woe Is Me, Attack, Attila, stuff like that, but whatever I feel like listening to or whatever I'm in the mood for, I'll just listen to.
Yeah. Other than that, we also got, like, a lot of, like, local band influences. Like, there's a lot of, like, punk and metal bands that are here in Detroit that are really keeping it live and, like, making new stuff. Like,
oh, yeah.
Child Bite's one of our favorites.
Yes.
Yeah, they're really good.
You ever been to the Berserker Fest?
Yeah, we actually played there 2 years ago. We were like the very first band to go on. And it was, we had a new guitar player. And I don't know, I thought our whole set went terrible. But people were in the audience. They like came up to us and were like, you guys were the best and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I broke a string on stage. And there was a pack of strings that were just sitting around on stage, and I didn't think they were mine. So I didn't, like, touch them, and I just kind of tried to get through without having a guitar for the rest of the set. And we had actually a fill-in guitar player for that night, too. So he only knew, like, one or two of the songs that were actually ours, so we did, like, a whole bunch of, like, covers. And, by the end, I tried to give the strings back to, like, one of the other bands, and they're like, no, that's not ours. So I ended up, I could have changed the string on stage. But, yeah.
Now you tell me.
Yeah, I know. And the Armed played there, and they're another band that just blows me away every time. I got to say, it was probably the best concert I've ever seen. Like, whenever people ask me, that's the one I go to, because it was just insane. They've got, like, flashing lights, and they're moshing. Like, the lead vocalist is, like, moshing with the crowd. Mm-hmm. And, like, in the middle, like, Sean from Child Bite, and he, like, runs the whole thing. Mm-hmm. He, like, taps me on the shoulder, and he shakes my hand, like, right in the middle of the set, and it's, like, it was the best ever.
Oh, yeah, he knows you, he recognizes you. He does the same thing with me because of the radio thing, so. Yeah, they've been going a distance. They've been playing with lots of great bands, touring and all that.
Yeah, for sure.
He hooked me up with, I did a radio interview with Philip Anselmo.
Oh, wow.
That was cool.
Oh, yeah, it must have been.
We actually met Phil Anselmo, like, one time, like, 2 years back at when Dirt Fest was a thing. I don't know, like, if Dirt Fest is still a thing, but we actually met him at Dirt Fest, like, 2 years back.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a cool dude.
Definitely.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, that's good. It sounds like you got a wide variety of music to, you know, influence you. That's what makes better musicians. Like, a lot of times you have these artists that only listen to one style of music and one era and one, you know, whatever. And you can't grow as a musician unless you listen to everything.
Yeah, really.
Because, like you were saying, you know, the drummer, you can get something from any genre that, you know, piques your interest, whether it's jazz or blues or, you know, some guy picking an acoustic guitar back in 1920 or something. Yeah, it's like, wow, that sounds pretty cool, you know?
Yeah. And then you can, like, imitate that. That's why Brent Hines of Mastodon is one of my favorite guitar players. Like, last year he said something about how he, like, doesn't really like metal all that much. And he was into, like, was like, oh, I was listening to like a bunch of old blues music and country and bluegrass and surf rock. And you can really hear that coming through on his playing. And I just think all those styles of music complement like the sludge metal that Mastodon plays so well.
Yeah, I'm sure it does.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely another good man there. All right. Well, why don't we do another one?
Yeah, yeah. Let's get to it. This is Ops Hypnotized.
Got some beyond belief. A lot to work with in our reach. And feel good here in you. Competition, you can't just play further. Great team and attack up a further. It's dippy.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J. Live performances at from 5 to 6 every Thursday. Today, no exception, we have Pandemonium Detroit in the studio for your listening pleasure there. All right. You guys have any, like, actual releases for that are available to listen to, check out?
Yeah, we got an EP that we did a while back. If you just, like, look us up on YouTube, you could find that, you know, EP lying around somewhere. You could find some, it's on SoundCloud, too, and I think we got a Bandcamp up. But, yeah, 2018, we're really hoping that we can release, like, a new album or at least an EP.
Right.
Or at least a song.
Totally.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're trying to like release like another album like too because we've been like writing like songs this year too, but a lot of us like are getting had too much going on because if I didn't really have like work or like school that much or and stuff like that, if I had more time on my hands, I probably would have like made an album with our bandmates. I mean, if all of us were like available like and like more free than yeah, because this is what happens when you become an adult. You get too busy and caught up in your own mess with like a lot of stuff in life.
Yeah, I've been away at college in Chicago. I'm on kind of like the south side there, so I'll be like going away and I'll be away for a while, and then we can't like really practice or do anything, so I can't like show up for shows. But like Brian and Katrina will be there with him, and they'll, you know, we always find a way to get it done. Like it's like we don't usually like skip out on shows, but like some of our members have to. So, but I don't know, like we're doing right now, we'll just find a way to make it work.
Yeah, well, it's good that you can do that. That's great. I've had some bands on, you know, and they're wonderful and they play great, but God, you change just the tiniest little thing, and it's like almost, well, we can't do the show, you know?
Oh,
it's like,
yeah.
Wait a minute, you know, it's It's kind of like, I'm not trying to compare them, but it just makes me laugh. I'm thinking of that one tour that Axl Rose, oh, yeah. He postponed the entire tour because he hurt his hand and he couldn't do the piano part for November Rain.
Yeah.
Other than that, he was fine.
Yeah.
He was fine, but he couldn't do the tour because he couldn't do the piano part for November Rain.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you have James Hetfield that practically lost a hand due to fireworks, and he takes a little time off, and then he puts a big giant bandage around it, and he gets somebody to help him play, you know, part of it, so he doesn't have to do everything, and he gets right back out there and does it.
Yeah, that was his guitar tech that did that, he had fill in on him, and it was just by coincidence, like, hey, if you know you're, you know, the guy you're being a guitar tech for, if you know his songs, and maybe you'll get a chance to, like, play with them, you know? And that's what happened. It was his lucky day.
Yeah.
But it's pretty cool.
But, yeah, again, I appreciate you coming out here and making it work.
Yeah, thanks for having us, too.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Yeah, I remember we tried to do this a while ago, and it was snowing, like, really hard.
The whole school shut down, and when it shuts down, then everything shuts down.
Yeah.
You know? Other than that, we're here pretty much round, you know, year round.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, nowadays it's a safety issue. There's just too many lawsuits out there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I don't want to sound old, although I am, but when I was a kid, you know, you had to have 12 inches on the ground to even think about canceling school, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, wait a minute, you can dig around the tires of that school bus. You can make it.
Yeah. Yeah, this is actually probably, like, the harshest winter we had since my freshman year in high school, which was, like, 2013-ish. And, I don't know, it was partially our principal calling, like, all the days off, but we had, like, an entire week off of school just because of snow days that year.
Yeah.
And it was insane. Like, there was a lot of snow, but I think it was mainly just because of how cold it was. Like, it was going, like, -5 even.
Yeah.
-10, I think.
Well, you know, I went to school, I walked, so, I mean, it took me an hour for my hands to stop hurting and thaw out, but, you know, I did it anyway.
Yeah. Like your parents, no, you're fine, go.
Exactly. Yeah. They wanted to get rid of me.
Yeah.
It's like, no, you're not staying home.
Yeah. You better not.
Anything but that.
Yeah.
But it's closed.
Yeah.
Mom, I don't care, you're going anyway.
Yeah,
pretty much.
All right, looks like we have a caller.
Oh,
hey,
cool.
Alan, can you answer the phone there? All right, let's see if we can get there. I think we might have a listener that's called in.
Yeah.
WHFR. Oh, right on. Who's this? Mark.
Gentleman named Mark. You know him?
Yep.
Our uncle.
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll push air. Hang on. Okay. Let give me a second here to flick a couple of switches and stuff, and we can make this work. All righty. Come on, you. You can do it. All right. Okay, it sounds like we have Mark on the line. Can you hear me, Mark? Can you hear me? It still shows on.
Come into the light.
Did it go on air, though?
Testing. 1, 2, 3, testing. Can you hear me, Mark? Huh.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to air.
Yeah, it didn't go to air. Well, I guess he's going to have to call back, because sorry about that. Let's try it. Can you hear me now, Mark? No?
Still nothing.
No, still nothing. All right, we'll just have to try it again. Hang on. Now we're getting nowhere. Yeah, it's time for a new phone system, but we'll figure that out later.
Eventually.
All right. Well, if Mark's listening, just try to call back, I guess, because for some reason the phone didn't work properly there.
Yeah.
Okie dokie. In the meantime, why don't we do another track, and then by then we'll probably have him back on the line. So we're going to do a cover now, huh?
Yeah. All right, we're gonna do Oh Well.
I know.
All right. Don't ask me what I think of you. I might not give the answer that you want me to. Think of you, I might not give the answer that you want me to.
Thank you.
talk about something that's more or less simple. You have like six lines, basically, the entire song, and you just jam to it.
Yeah.
So you discovered the Fleetwood Mac version, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just thinking about the fact that I actually heard the version by the Rockets before I ever heard the Fleetwood Mac version.
Yeah.
And they were a pretty big band there for a while in the early 80s. They used to be able to do like three nights at Pine Knob, which is now DTE Energy Theater, but I still call it Pine Knob.
Yeah. I hear a lot of people refer to it as that too, so.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but naming any place, you know, after a corporation just kind of gets to me.
Yeah, I know. A little bit different, but kind of the same topic. I'm upset that they're changing the 50s McDonald's on Telegraph. We were there last night, and they're going to be changing the 50s McDonald's just to a standard McDonald's.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, I know, that really.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You could have made it like a better decade, like a 70s or an 80s or 90s McDonald's, but no, you had to make it a modern day McDonald's.
2017, you know?
Yeah.
Still, you know, new restaurant, same old crappy food. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Same poop, different toilet.
Exactly. All right. Well, we got three more to go. We might as well keep it going so we can get this in here.
Yeah, let's do it. Do a White Stripes song while we're still only two members.
Bang over the girl, I fell in love who I said I'm most completely. Creeping over the world, look at that, this feeling can be so intriguing. She told me, said, are you all right? I said, it must be fine, because my heart's still beating. Come and get to the river, girl, yeah. Said it's funny, don't consider it cheating now. Right, hell of a girl. Well, we're both gonna play the rest of the eyes for people. Can't keep away from the girl. All my cells in my brain need a happy beating. Can't think of anything to do. Yeah, my love friend knows that I love you cheating. She's been looking for something new. Yeah, I've said it once before, but it bears repeating now. But it bears repeating now. I'm in love with a girl. We're in love once and I know completely. She's in love with the world. With some kind of skin. Can we show me bleeding? She called and said, are you alright? I said, it must be mine. Because my heart's still beating. Gonna kiss the love with a side. Yeah, Bobby said it's fine. You don't consider it cheating now.
Yeah.
All right. Short but sweet.
Yeah.
All right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. It looks like Mark might have been trying to call back in. I guess we're having issues with our phone. I apologize. I guess you can do a shout out to him, right?
Yeah, shout out to Mark. He's always at our shows, and he's anytime we do any sort of radio interview, he calls in. And yeah, I go to a lot of shows with him, and he's always bringing me like new CDs from local bands.
Okay.
That we like. Last one was a band called Speakeasy, and they're kind of like a reggae and funk rock type band, so they sound kind of like Red Hot Chili Peppers meets Bob Marley. So shout out to them if they're listening.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, again, our apologies that the phone system's just having a little bit of a bug right now, like everybody else is. A lot of people sick right now, huh?
Yeah. Everybody I know is sick right now.
You got to love this weather.
Oh,
not.
Yeah.
All right, you've been listening to Pandemonium Detroit, our live performance this Thursday, and it's what we normally do here from 5 to 6 p.m. All right, he's on the phone again, but I can't stop what I'm doing. Why don't we get into another song? I can't quite read this. What does it say?
The Shaman.
Shaman. Okay, yes. Let's get to that, and maybe I can get him on the phone. much. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, WHFR Dearborn. All right, we're going to try this one more time. Can you hear me, Mark? Can you hear me? Nah, I guess not. Sorry about that. We tried. We're going to have to see what's going on with this for next time. But all right. Well, it looks like we've run out of time. We can do another one more number, but it's not going to be on the podcast. It'll still be on the recording we give you. It's up to you, gentlemen.
Brett, do you want to do Heavy Metal Spirit, or do you not want to do it? We don't have to.
I don't know. If it's not really going to be on the recording, or like...
It'll be on a recording we give you. It just won't be on the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm fine with ending it. Do you want to just not do it?
We don't have to do it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks again, gentlemen, for coming down and playing for us.
Yeah,
appreciate it.
Yeah,
come again.
Oh, yeah, we sure will.
Yeah,
maybe with more members.
I was going to say, hopefully next time there might be more people joining with you, and then maybe by then you'll have a new release and all that good stuff.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Totally.
Okay. All right.
Totally.
All right.